you want to kick someone off the reservation that didn't do nothing, and you want to reinstate somebody that did do something, broke the law, and put a gun on others. White America wouldn't tolerate that. Oh, but it can happen on the Pioneers Union Reservation where sovereignty is abused. Not one of them on the tribal council floor is sober. Not one. Now you take that to the World Bank and see if it'll fit in there. Shit, you'll fit it up with any type of corruption because they're all under it. We have one lady, Ruth Brown, trying to bring some accountability and justice for elders. Then you have a warrior society, Strongheart, doing the same thing. They didn't go to anybody for help. They came to Strongheart. Why? Because we have a neutral, you know, supremacy clause because we believe in the traditional way of life. We believe in that standing. That's the power. And when the elders went and took that building over, they did it with the sacred pipe. They knew what they were doing. Do they have a right to do that? Yes, they do. Law enforcement can never be trusted in this country. You know it and I know it. White America knows it too. Oh, but they want to go after the innocent people. Enough already. Taxpayers need to question why their money's being illegally spent to protect vote mirrors and vote leggings. And abuse of law enforcement. And a corrupted court system. Look at their four entities. If one of America's taxpayers start investigating their money, hey, that's going to go on. They'll put a stop to it. They'll show you how to enforce the law. That's what you do to the big, you know, did you guys do that, this country do that to John Gotti? And numerous other ones, you know, that were a part of the administration because of money laundering and so forth. You choose to send them away. Even congressmen got sent to prison. Does it make sense? Yes, it does. The money is the root of all evil. Look at it. It took 1864 to implement the faith of God on it. Nobody don't even understand that. Now, we're saying, what, God lives in money? I wish that was the truth. Maybe he started raining a bunch of dollar bills to save our people. But anyway, that's the update of what's happening in Pine Ridge. And I'm still going to take this challenge on for the elders because after hearing a cry yesterday, the removal of a grandchild, kicking the grandma out of her house, using our abusive, you know, traditional, you know, power to tie prayer ties on it. But we have all this on evidence. We got them on pictures. And they say our elders pose a threat to them. Well, goddamn it, I hope they continue to pose a threat because Strongheart is behind them. And if we want to be labeled as snitches, so be it. At least we're the only warrior society facing the 22nd century that's alcohol and drug-free, that believes in its people, black to be free. And that's how you make a long story short.